I'll tell you what, I'm so glad to be in the house of the Lord today. Amen? Amen. Even through tempestuous times in our nation, God is above it all. Amen? We are going to talk so much about that today. Amen. You can applaud because you're applauding the power and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ on this earth. Amen. Praise God. Regardless of the turbulence, even in the one who calms the storm still does it today. Amen. He is a storm calmer. So have you come into the house of the Lord to worship today?
Yes.
Praise God. We've come to worship the one true God, Jesus Christ. Would you please stand? God, I thank you, Father. We're so glad they said to us, let's go to the house of the Lord and worship. Father, we thank you for your presence here. God, you are high and mighty and seated on the throne, Father. We thank you for your plans for this earth, for your people, for all the ages. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this house. We've come, Father, into the presence of the Holy Spirit just to dwell in communion with you today. Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. We bless you today and thank you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Sing with us.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord.
you, God, for your presence. We thank you, Jesus. a powerful name it is. Jesus. Jesus, we just praise you this morning. We lift our hands to you, the God. Even when we don't know what to pray anymore, we know that you are still God. Thank you, Jesus. What a powerful name. What fountain are you drinking from this morning? Jesus wants you to drink from his fountain this morning. Amen. Let the King of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, he is my song. Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, he is my song. You are good, good. Oh, you are good, good.
Oh,
Can you say he's good this morning?
Amen.
Can you say it again? Say he's good. He's good. You know, just celebrate the Lord. If you've been through enough wars in your life and enough difficult times where you've had to make a decision to believe God or not, and when you know that without God, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Awesome. It is a great time to be alive.
Amen.
It is a great time to be alive right now. The Lord brought to my mind this morning the account of Joshua when they were crossing over into the Promised Land. And all of the things that they had just gone through in the wilderness, and a generation of unbelief had died off. And God had promised to give them an inheritance in the Promised Land. And it was given to them many, many years before that. And it required a people to carry that seed of faith, that word of God that He planted in their hearts, and to carry it through the most difficult of times, through starvation, through times without water, through times of complaining, through times of the unknown, through times of coming up against a wall when the Red Sea had to be parted for them to cross over. But they had to apply themselves. They had to engage in the war that God could move through them with the seed of faith that He planted in their hearts. And can I tell you this morning, it ain't over. It ain't over in this nation, can I tell you? This house has had an assignment to believe and declare the word of God over this nation since this pandemic hit. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree this morning the victory for Donald J. Trump. And yeah, I'm going to say it. Yeah, I am going to say it. God, I thank you, Lord. God, we just thank you, Lord, that you have woken up the saints, that you have awakened the people of this nation. And God, just as Joshua, it required the priest to go into the water and stand firm that the River Jordan would be backed up to Adam. How many of you know that God's going to move powerfully? How many of you know that God never leaves you nor forsakes you? You know, you don't just pick something. When God puts the word of the Lord, when He puts His word in your heart, you have to carry that until the end. Don't be the generation of unbelief that dies off and gives up right at the end, right at the crux, when something awesome is about to happen. Don't be found in doubt. Don't be found thinking, where is God? Oh, it's just whatever. I can't do anything about it. Right here is where we need to be right now. Right here is where we need to be right now. On our knees, declaring the victory of the Lord. Because I believe, and I will not stop believing until it comes to pass. Because that's what the Lord put in my spirit. That's what He told me to believe. And I declare it to you this morning. Don't give up. Don't stop praying. Joshua chapter 3 says, "The ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests, the Levites, bearing it. Then you shall set out from your place and go after it." See, it required an action on the people of God. They were carrying the presence, but they had a mandate. They had to go after it. So I just release you to go after it. What are you believing for? What did God put in your spirit to believe for? Go after it.
Yes.
Go after it.
Yes.
Can you say, I'm going to
go after it?
Say it again. I'm going to go after it. See, God's looking for a people of tenacity.
Yes.
You know, there's a time and a place to be in the prayer room. There's a time and a place to be in the secret place. But then you got to go out and you got to do something with it. You got to go out and you got to declare it. You got to tell your friends. You got to speak in the workplace. You got to speak wherever you're at. You got to take a stand for what's right. We're not supposed to hide. And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves. Set yourselves apart. Get in the present. And then declare from the rooftops what He tells you. For tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Amen. I declare it this morning. I have to read verse 8. You shall command the priest who bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when you have come to the edge of the water of the Jordan, then you shall stand firm. How many of you know we're at the edge of the water? We got a few days left. We're at the edge of the water. Stand firm. Stand firm. That's what we're supposed to do. When we declare the word of the Lord and we go through trials and testing, it's when you don't see what God said is where your promotion's going to take root, right there. When you decide whether you're going to believe what you see or what God told you to see. Do you know what I'm saying? That's where your promotion will take root. That's where the faith of God, the foundation of God, is going to be built in your being. By taking a stand for what's right. It doesn't matter whether it's for the nation, whether it's for your family, for the salvation of your loved ones. It doesn't matter. Taking a stand for what the Word of God says and declaring what He tells you in the secret place. Amen. God, I just thank You, Lord. And we take a stand in this house and we'll stand firm. We will stand firm. We will stand firm to see the deep state take a knee. We will stand firm that the deep state will fall. I declare it in the name of Jesus that hell's power shall not prevail over the United States of America. Hell's powers shall not prevail over the United States of America. Hallelujah. Praise You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Nothing can stop what's coming. Hallelujah. So right now, I want to take a minute. Whatever impossible situation you're facing, I just want you to take a minute and declare. This might be out of your comfort zone, but I want you to declare victory over these situations. Maybe it's a sickness in your family. Maybe it's a financial wall. Maybe it's a pattern in your life that you can't seem to get victory over, or things, you know, I don't know what it is. But I want you to take a minute right now and just pray unto the Lord. I want you to open your mouth and I want you to say, God, I declare victory. I declare victory. Come on. I declare victory over my marriage. I declare victory over the sickness of my wife or my husband. I just declare victory. I declare the power of God over my household. I declare, come on, lift up your voices this morning. Lift them up into the heavenlies and put hell's powers on notice that you're taking your stand as a priest of God. God, we thank You, God. We declare the victory over the church. We declare, God, that sin will be exposed. We declare that Your power shall manifest and the glory of God shall prevail in the United States of America, in our homes, in our region, in the church, in the workplace, in the schools. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we praise You. We praise You, Lord. Hallelujah. God, we bless Your mighty name this morning. We thank You, God, that You are slow to anger. We thank You, God, that Your mercies are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness, God. Your love never fails. You will not tolerate darkness. You will not tolerate hell's altars in this nation. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Just praise the Lord this morning before we sit down to hear the word. Just praise the Lord. Thank You, God. Hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. You guys can be seated. Amen. I hope you're not discouraged, because you shouldn't be. You know, these are times of testing and trials, and this is where you find out what you're made of. This is where you find out what you're made of, and this is where you find out how much you really rely on God or whether you rely on yourself. Times of crushing, times of consecration, being set apart unto the Lord and totally depending on Him.
Yes.
Dying to self is never fun, but the promotion and victory on the other side, it's unmatchable. It is where that true relationship with God is forged in the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 105:16-24. Psalm 105:16-24. Moreover, he called for a famine in the land, and he destroyed all the provision of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons until the time that his word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions, to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob dwelt in the land of Ham. He increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. God, I pray for the word that goes out today. God, I'm asking your anointing on it. I'm asking God right now that everyone in this house opens their heart, that the word would go deep, that the word would take root, and that the Holy Spirit would bring revival in each of our hearts, would bring a zeal and a desire to serve God with everything we have. God, I thank you that your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And I ask, God, that you would pierce our hearts this morning all the way in and go deep. And I bless the word to come forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Wow.